Rainmaker FM.
Copyblogger FM is brought to you by StudioPress Sites, the complete hosted solution that makes WordPress fast, secure, and easy without sacrificing power or flexibility. Feel free to upload your own WordPress theme or use one of the 20 beautiful StudioPress themes that are included and just one click away. Explore all the amazing things you can do with the StudioPress site, and you'll understand why it offers a lot more than traditional WordPress hosting. No matter how you'll be using your site, we have a plan to fit your needs and your budget. To learn more, visit rainmaker.fm/studiopress. That's rainmaker.fm/studiopress. Hey there, it is fantastic to see you again. Welcome back to Copyblogger FM, the content marketing podcast. Copyblogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone. I'm the Chief Content Officer for Rainmaker Digital. You can usually catch me at least once a week over on the Copyblogger blog. And I also do some more mindset and ranting stuff at Remarkable Communication. Remember, you can always get the show notes for every episode. Those include links. They include often some free extras by pointing your browser to copyblogger.fm. And that's also where you can get the complete show archive. So today I thought I would talk to my writing friends. And as it happens, I've been online for a really, really long time, and I have met over the years a lot of writers, tons of writers in different areas. So I've met screenwriters, magazine writers, newspaper journalists, content creators, you know, every kind of writer you can think of, novelists, poets. And I find writers fascinating. I really enjoy the company of writers. And of course, writers do really well on virtual communities. They do really well on Facebook. The writers I know are the ones who love Twitter because there's that game of compressing your language and making it, you know, really say a lot with just a few words. Writers are not like regular people. And if you are a writer, you know this. Writers see a sentence that's not quite right, and they're constantly rewriting things in their heads as they read. You know, writers twitch a little bit when they see a word that, doesn't quite mean what the writer thinks it means. So the hard question is, for writers who are really interested in writing, passionate about the craft, interested in getting better, maybe already, you know, actually very good, why do some of the best writers let the not so great writers have all the success? And did those successful writers, you know, the ones who earn a really good living, usually copywriters, content marketers, are those people selling out? And what does selling out even mean exactly? Does selling out just mean you get paid a good living for what you do? You know, there are writers who get those really well-paying gigs. There are writers who get good money. And I think that anybody who has that interest in language, the passion for language, and the desire to be a pro would like to, you know, get paid well for it, would like to get the good gigs. So today I would like to talk about what it takes for writers to get the good paying gigs, to get the, you know, the juicy jobs, the interesting jobs, not something where you're grinding things out that's soul destroying for the bucks, but really jobs that pay well with cool clients who you like on interesting projects. How do we get from here to there? So one of the first things I talk about, especially when I am talking about a writer who's, you know, maybe got that passion for the craft, but the making a living part's a little elusive, is we have to remember that clients don't want to pay for poetry. So they don't have a budget for truth and beauty. They don't have a budget for joy, and they don't have a budget for delight. Clients need to see results. You know, typically they want customers for their business who are going to buy what the client has to sell. So the part that's kind of interesting is that if you look at what makes those customers buy what our clients have to sell, it's truth and beauty and joy and delight. You know, our clients don't want to pay for poetry, but in a In an interesting way, it's poetry that actually gets them the results that they're looking for. And a lot of solid writers think that talent and ability and craft and beautiful words are not marketable, but they are. They just need to be packaged in the right way so you can deliver the right results. So, an interesting writer named Cal Newport wrote a book called So Good They Can't Ignore You. And I'm of somewhat two minds about the book because he starts by saying it doesn't really matter what you like to do. It's totally irrelevant. And I think that works for somebody with the kind of intense personal discipline that Cal Newport has, but most of us mortals need to be working on things we like. So I do think it matters a lot what you want to do. And I think it matters a lot what you're good at and what you enjoy. But the central idea of Newport's book, and this one I think is really a crucial insight, is that where we are in our economy right now, where we are in the culture right now, the business culture, the way that you succeed is to get very good at something that businesses who have money in their pockets want to pay for. So you have to get good at something that somebody wants to pay you for. And that sounds simple, but it's actually not simple at all. It's actually a distillation of quite a complex set of processes and ideas and practices. So you're probably not going to get paid incredibly well for writing Homeric, you know, epics. It's just probably not going to happen. You need to figure out what can you turn your ability and your passion and your interest to that clients want to pay for, and then get super good at that. But all that art stuff and all that stuff that, you know, certain people who think of themselves as hard-nosed business people kind of wave away and dismiss, which I find infuriating for multiple reasons, that stuff is part of it. That is part of the magic. And just because those people can't see it doesn't mean it doesn't matter. So the art matters, but again, we pair it with strategy to create the results that clients are looking for and the clients will pay for. And you can do this as a side hustle, a very small side hustle. You could just have one client at a time. You can make it your full-time gig, or you can turn it into a larger business. You could even create, you know, an agency or something along these lines. But that's how you succeed, getting very good at something that people want to pay for and have the means to pay for, can justify paying for. Okay, so maybe that's just obvious, and the real question is, well, how do we make that happen? So you've heard us talking about the killer and the poet, and the poetry part is that fascination with the language. It's just about working on the content and making it something that has value in and of itself. It's crucial in 2018 and moving forward. The content has that intrinsic value. It's good all on its own. Without that, it will never get shared. It will never get traffic, and you will really never be able to reach your goals with it. It has to be good, if we want to just use a simple term for it. Now, that art part, the poetry part, contrary to what some people think, it can be learned. It can be learned. It takes passion. It's something that happens over time. It's something that happens by putting in the hours and working on your craft. And it's really a process. It's not so much take this class and then you're going to know how to do it. It's something that you continue to work on throughout your creative life. And that's what makes it cool. Strategy works a little differently. So strategy is about putting those words together in a way that's useful as well as being beautiful. It's about understanding that markets are made up of emotional, complicated human beings. And human beings need stories, and they need songs, and they want to laugh. And they're afraid of, you know, things that go bump in the dark. So strategy takes that ability with language, and it gives it structure. And just like a beautiful building, writing needs to be structurally sound. So the most beautiful architect's drawing is not going to work, is not going to get out into the world and get built and be a wonderful building until the structure is sound. If you don't have the right engineering that holds it together, you know, you've got a problem. And that's true not just for buildings, but it's true for novels and screenplays and blog posts and landing pages. So strategy and crafting content to reach goals, an important part of it is learning the structures of persuasion and learning the structures of solid content strategy. And it's not just about write things that people want to read. It really goes much deeper than that. And the other thing that is important for people who are, they identify as writers, they love writing, they'd love to, you know, make a better living, is we have to get over this tendency to kind of wrinkle our nose when we talk about marketing. Marketing can be really gross and annoying and unethical, and it can also be really an amazing thing to do, because marketing is how people find the wonderful businesses, the businesses that should be in the world, that do wonderful things. You know, there are lots of crummy businesses, and there are actually a lot of great businesses who produce wonderful, useful products and services that people love, and they treat their employees well, and they're doing good things in the world. And if you're smart about how you put yourself out there, and if you're smart about how you arrange your writing career, then you get to be choosy, and you get to only work with the wonderful ones, and you get to leave the crummy ones to the side. And that's kind of where we all want to get. Marketing is how wonderful companies can communicate to the world and grow and thrive. So marketing is how the good guys can win, and you can be a part of that. And, you know, this is important to me. Marketing is too important to leave to horrible writers. So, you know, let's kind of step up. You really do not, as a working writer, have to settle for low-paying gigs with companies that treat you like a cog. Now, most of us go through that at the beginning, and we pay our dues and we do some of it. But I do not want you to feel like you have to stay there forever, because you don't. So two resources for you. If you need the strategy part, keep your focus on Copyblogger, on this podcast, and also on the Copyblogger blog. So this year, we're going to have a lot of classes and workshops that really speak directly to strategy. And so that's marketing strategy, advertising strategy, traffic strategy, and then all that good stuff, tech, tools, analytics. So in that poet and killer equation, that's the killer, right? All that stuff that it lets you go into a client and really impress them with your professionalism and your focus on business objectives. Now, if what you want to work on right now is the poet side, that is well worth your time. And that also pays really great dividends. And you can do that. You can take creative writing classes. You can buy books on writing and just work through the exercises. A perfectly excellent, time-tested way to get better. I do have a project, a new project that I am putting together that you might find useful. If you go to remarkable-communication.com, you'll find out more about that. It's a little course that I'm teaching. But either way, whether you want to focus on your killer side for a while, your poet side for a while, decide. If you put the next 60 to 90 days into getting stronger on one of those things, you're going to reap dividends, as they say. You're going to get a result from it that moves you where you want to go. And don't let anybody sell you short on the creative side, on, you know, that ability with words side. It's a valuable ability. It's something that you've worked on, possibly just because you just really enjoy writing. And so you've done a lot of it for your own delight and your own pleasure. It's a marketable skill. You just have to learn those structures to really make it something that clients understand the value of and become willing to pay for. So that's it for this week. Just a little bit of encouragement, I hope, for the writers out there who want to do better this year, who want to make a better living, and who want to be more respected. And that's a huge part of it, in my experience, is finding the clients who actually value what you can do for them. It makes all the difference. So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for your time and your attention, and I'll catch you next week. Take care.